Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. This part of the show is brought to you by Amazon. Right now, go to RadioAlice.com to check out the incredible package that we have up for auction to support the Houston Food Bank, HoustonFoodBank.org. It's a guitar that's signed by Carlos Santana that Bananas at Large gave us. It's a night at the Fairmont. And it's tickets to the as-yet-unannounced Winterland coming up in December. I assume December.
Just for the record, it's going to be an epic Winterland. Epic.
Agreed.
All time.
When are we announcing that? Probably not for a while, huh?
Right.
It's a good one, though.
Epic.
Yeah. It's a good one. We were both psyched when we heard who it was.
Yeah. It's another one of those... Like, sometimes we've had some sort of, oh, that's good. This one's like, I can't wait to see this show.
Well, the bidding is officially open right now from till 9 o'clock this morning, and then again tomorrow from 6 to 9. We are accepting bids in $100 increments. Yesterday, we ended up the show at $2,700. And where is that where we're at right
yes.
now? All right, 800-400-3697. If you can beat that 2,700. You do have to actually use your phone and call us. You can't. You can't bid on this through text or whatever. You have to phone us. 800-400-3697. You have to 9 o'clock today and then from 6 to 9 tomorrow. Amazon has a job that fits your life. Seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area. Visit amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs. Equal opportunity employer. So I guess I'm going to just quickly mention this. I was just looking at the life section in USA Today, and I had some pretty high hopes for The Orville, which is the show that Seth MacFarlane is doing. It's like a Star Trek spinoff.
Seth MacFarlane is Family Guy.
Right. So okay. It was sort of a sci-fi. It was supposed to be a marriage of sci-fi and comedy, like a parody in some ways, but also like a full-on sci-fi show. It's not getting good reviews, at least not in USA Today. They're giving it 2 out of 4 and saying that it doesn't know what it is, basically. You know, they are doing full-on, basically, Star Trek episodes. It's almost like it's his way of getting to live his dream of being on Star Trek, you know?
I saw a little bit yesterday, just a commercial.
Mm-hmm.
That seemed a little longer than a commercial. So stupid.
Yeah,
I'm not into Star Trek or anything
See,
sci-fi. But
I
it
like
just looks so stupid.
Like stupid, funny, stupid?
Stupid, like, well, what are you doing? What is even happening
right.
here, stupid? I don't know.
They're also saying there's not a lot of chemistry between some of the people on there who need to have some chemistry. And that even as they're trying to explore, like, you know, gender roles and space travel, like it totally falls flat and it doesn't follow through. It doesn't have anything unique to say. And then there's a dumb joke about who's going to be the shoe in Monopoly.
Mm.
Like it's so far not so good.
Well, it's not something I would have sought out based on the description. And while I'd like Family Guy, I don't. Seth MacFarlane isn't an automatic for me.
Right.
Is or is it?
Isn't an automatic for me. Like, I wouldn't go, oh, that guy's performing the standards? I'm there.
Right.
No, sorry, dude. Have a good one.
Right. Yeah, I did have high hopes for this. As you know, I'm a huge sci-fi fan. And, I love Family Guy. And I hoped that this would be... You know, he would somehow geniusly marry the two things together and make it amazing. It doesn't look like that's been accomplished.
Is Jon Favreau in it, or is he just directing it?
I don't even see him mentioned here.
I'm just looking at, I don't know, their website or something right now.
You know what? I'm not even seeing him mentioned here. Mm. And I don't see him in any of the cast photos. So if he is involved, it looks like it's behind the camera. It's a I mean, sometimes shows take a while to figure out what the hell they're doing.
Yeah.
So maybe, but
if you get that chance, you're lucky.
I guess it's been airing on Sundays and it's moving to Thursdays on September 21st. An attempted humorous homage that gets lost in space. Anyway, that got reviewed. Also, the new girl who took an eye for an eye. That's the new Lisbeth Salander.
Oh, okay. The tattoo
novel. That's getting reviewed too. They gave it 3 out of 4, saying not enough Lisbeth. Like, I guess that, you know, a lot of it focuses on this other story and develops this other story.
Is it Blomquist or?
It is, but it's, no, but I mean, even apparently as he's doing this investigation, it sort of gets into, there's some stuff they say, but not enough. Saying it's not enough of them. Those are the characters that we're invested in.
Well, and she's a really neat character.
Right.
A kick-ass, had some troubles, super smart.
I think she starts off this one, she's in prison, apparently.
Oh.
And when she finally gets out, she disappears. And she literally disappears from the book until the very end, is what they're saying here. Yeah. I'm like, oh, what? No? So, I'll still read it, but I was a little bummed to see that it didn't seem to have quite what I wanted it to have in it.
You know, really great characters become someone you want to follow.
It's so true.
And when it ends, you're like,
I know. Oh, it's so sad. It's almost like that person, you know, died and fell out of your life. I just finished rereading this trilogy, the Red Rising one, that I just love so much. And even yesterday as I was finishing it up, I was just like, I should just save some of it for tomorrow. Like, I could still be in this world tomorrow. And you just love those people. You just love being in that world and imagining it. And
love to read.
That's what the best books do.
Right.
Well, look, and maybe you even feel that way about like Game of Thrones or something that you're watching on television. You just love the characters so much. Whatever it is, you know how that is, how really great entertainment takes you out of, you just want to go there. It becomes a little refuge for you. Anyway, President Trump has a property on the Caribbean island of St. Martin. I don't know if you guys saw any. I mean, St. Martin's like one that you've totally heard of. Like, people go there on vacation. Like, Barbuda, I'd never heard of.
Right.
Although I do have some interesting information about that place today. St. Martin was hit really hard by Hurricane Irma yesterday. No word on what damage his place suffered. I don't know if this is a private property that he owns there or if it's some kind of resort. They're not saying that here, but Mar-a-Lago.
It's a timeshare.
Yeah, he's got a timeshare down there.
He's another guy who got suckered into a timeshare and can't get out
there
of it.
Every March. His Mar-a-Lago resort in Palm Beach is also in Irma's path, and that could get hit this weekend. Oprah has a property in the Caribbean. Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, Eddie Murphy, Johnny Depp, David Copperfield, Bruce Willis. No word on if any of their homes have been hit. So Barbuda, Robert De Niro, has been developing a resort there with Mariah Carey's ex, that James Packer guy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And there, I guess because there was no electricity and there was no data feeds, the pictures have been very slow in coming. But that place looks utterly destroyed. I'm looking at a couple pictures of this tiny island of Barbuda. I thought I saw a population count there, but it was like
online it says 1,638. Yeah. Well, but that was, it last said 2011.
Oh, so
the
who
pictures
knows?
I saw, it looks like Houston, except that, I mean, it's flooded.
Right.
In that sense. As far as the destruction, I mean, there's homes that aren't even really homes. There's a lot of like
people who live in shacks and
right, just metal siding that's just strewn about.
Right, we tied it to the palm tree. I don't know why it's not still here.
Right.
Anyway, De Niro is vowing to help the community out, saying that his Paradise Found Nobu Resort that he was building there on Barbuda. The team will be working with the Barbuda Council and the entire community to rebuild, quote, what nature has taken away from us. So they've been developing this resort. Obviously, there's going to be more work to do now. I would assume that if he's building a resort, they at least took hurricanes into consideration.
You would think that.
You would.
But if they took hurricanes into consideration, they might have built elsewhere.
Right. So along with the devastation of Barbuda, they're saying that St. Martin and St. Bart's are really bad. Puerto Rico's getting hit hard. Haiti's bad. And anyway, he's De Niro, anyway, is vowing to help rebuild. They're not abandoning plans to do their resort there. Richard Branson owns a private island in the British Virgin Islands. Irma is not scaring him off. He posted a blog yesterday saying the storm was bearing down and he and his guests were going to wait it out in his wine cellar.
Cool. That's where I'd get. Well, I hate wine, but you know.
But a bunker.
If I could drink, though, boy, just sit me down with a bottle. Tell me when it's over. Yeah. I'm going to need some cigarettes, too. Anyone got a carton of those?
Oh, I'm sorry. Is disaster coming? Let me just go to the liquor store real quick. Just, you know, gets so boring waiting these things out.
Right.
So I guess they're, you know, I always think about how people go into their, you know, storm cellars or whatever, and then they come back up and they think they're going to walk back up into their kitchen, you know, wherever the stairs down were. And
it's just house open
is, the house
air.
Is just gone. Right. Like, I hope that doesn't happen to him.
Well, he can afford it.
I suppose he can just, right, just scrape the island off and build
start
a whole
over.
New thing. The Dolphins-Buccaneers game that was scheduled for Sunday has been canceled.
Yeah, they're going to make them do it. They both had a bye at the same time later in the season.
Yeah.
So instead of getting a week off to heal up and sort of regroup,
that's
they have to play
there.
Yeah, it is. But what else are you going to do? Move the game to a place where you have no fans?
Right. I would have voted for move it to a place where I have no fans.
Well, okay.
You want week 11 off.
You do, but then also the other thing would be those people's families are in the
right.
towns where...
Absolutely. They're a little distracted.
So they're going to be leaving to go play this game, and they have to be pushing their family onto a plane or wherever to get them out of town.
So that'll be, let's see, they're going to play on November 19th, which was week 11 of the NFL season. John's all psyched because the Pats are back on TV tonight. Who are they playing? The Chiefs? So tonight is the official kickoff, right?
Tonight is the beginning of the NFL season.
We're all looking at Prince.
Like,
you're not going to push
him by it? Or?
It sounds like he's got it on lock.
He took care of
that
it.
That's true. He did.
Good job, Hooman.
I was just stalling so we get the
too
real.
Too sexy right. for my shirt. What a tease you
don't,
are.
Don't do that. Stay with the football.
J.J. Watt's campaign, the one that was at $20 million yesterday,
yeah.
Just crossed the $28 million mark.
Yeah.
That is,
good for
that
him.
One is taking off. Janet Jackson's Houston show is going to go on as planned on Saturday. She's showing up early to visit shelters and, quote, do something special for the victims. Mm. And on Live with Kelly and Ryan yesterday, Leif Schreiber was on.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess he adopted two dogs that were displaced
Aww.
By Harvey.
I love him
what,
so
did
much.
Did they bring the dogs on the show? And he was like, I love them, I'm
it.
Taking them.
I turned it off early in the show yesterday.
So everybody is doing their part.
It's a trip watching this season. Ray Donovan is one of those, another one of those shows where he's not a great guy. He's really not.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I mean, he loves his family in his own weird way, but he's a criminal and he does a lot of shady stuff and he's never been great to his wife. Mm-hmm. I mean, he humps everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now you're watching this season and there's a little bit of sympathy for the guy and it's weird.
Yeah.
A good actor and a good storytelling director or writer makes you almost feel for him and you
I
have to remind yourself
feel for him.
Like, he's a scumbag. Why am I tearing up? What is this?
I know. He's awful. And he uses people left and right and
people use him and doesn't think twice about killing someone and chopping them up.
Nope.
Whatever.
He just does it.
Takes
right.
a bat to their head. He's so hot though.
Oh well, I
do you
wasn't...
think so?
I do. I know he's kind of weird looking with those big old cheeks.
Yeah.
I think recently there was an episode where they showed him the back of him naked.
Oh.
It's like,
What are you going to do with that?
Anything he wants, honey. Oh. So hot. Just, love him.
The thing about that show that always annoys me, though, is if he would just talk, he could, you know.
Fix things?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, he's just not that kind of person.
No, he just, I'm just like, say something.
Yeah.
Just say, you know, yes or anything.
And this season is confusing.
Oh.
I'm not sure what's going on.
Weekend, so we'll be able to.
There's a lot of weird, different stuff going on that I'm like, is that really happening?
We're talking about Ray Donovan.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, so it's confusing as to whether or not it's actually happening or if
he's
dreaming
it. Yeah, or if it's just in his head or did that happen already? Is that going to happen?
Oh.
I don't know what kind of filming you call that, Vinny.
Are you liking it just as much as normal or? Is
no.
Oh.
No.
Not as good.
No.
Well, it's because of the major thing that happened. That you have to
right,
think
but
about
the
other
idea
things.
That without trying to spoil anything, yeah. The idea that this person is so taken by the event, and you go, "You were a total D-to. You never respected that scenario ever,
yeah.
And now you're injured by it."
Yeah,
it come on.
Mm. You always want what you can't have.
I bet I know what it is.
You don't know.
I bet I do.
You don't know.
You don't know.
Has to do
Sarah.
With Terry, doesn't it?
Who's
Terry?
That?
Terry? The brother?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I know what happens.
Do you?
Well, they foreshadowed it last season. It's Ray Donovan, everyone, on
you have
Showtime.
To see it so we can talk
I know.
About
we're going
to
watch it on Sunday, it? Right? We're
yeah,
starting
I mean,
on Sunday?
I hope so. Right. We'll see what happens. You know, you never know what happens at the Clark.
What?
What?
Are you mumbling about?
You never know what happens with
happen.
What?
At the Clark household.
Yeah. Hey. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Shailene Woodley had to get her butt checked.
What?
She was arrested for protesting at Standing Rock and did not get special treatment for being a celebrity. They checked her butt for drugs.
This was recently?
Yeah. She said, I was strip searched, like, get naked, turn over, and let us have a look at your butt. They were looking for drugs in my butt. She says, she actually says other words. I'm trying to keep it, you know, radio friendly.
Are you?
I'm trying. She says, when you're in a jail cell and they shut that door, you realize no one can save you. If there's a fire and they decide not to open the door, you die. You are a caged animal. It's very dramatic.
Well.
If you had a butt check, you guys.
Well, sometimes it's got to happen.
That's the one time you're like, don't you know who I am? I'm Shailene Woodley. Please don't look at my butt. listen, I know I'm the only one on the show that watches The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, and I have to say I don't even like the show, but it's so funny because every year there's usually an obvious choice for who is going to be, who from that season
will be next,
will be the next Bachelor or Bachelorette. So this season, all the dudes suck on Rachel's season. And the one guy who's the runner-up, who was, you know, kind of a fan favorite, his name was Peter Krause.
Uh-huh.
He was sane and said, I really like her. I can see a future, but I am not going to propose to someone that I've known for 2 months. I'm just not, like he said, I can't do it. And so she went, well, then I'm going to go with the other guy, which I believe they've already broken up.
He told her that as they were out on a date?
He told everybody. It was like, I just don't know if... Because she's all like, oh, you know, I'm ready to get married and settle down. And he's like, I can see that with you, but I don't think I can get down on one knee and propose to you.
Oh, that's why everyone was saying that she... That dude that she picked was her second choice. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what they meant by that.
Yeah.
Huh.
And I think...
Well, good for that Peter guy.
Yeah, I guess, except that now the producers of The Bachelor, first they were like, well, we can't have him as The Bachelor because
he won't
propose to someone that he's only known for 2 months. Like, mm-hmm. He's actually a normal dude who's level-headed.
And... Well, there are plenty of people who believe in romance and meant to be and all kinds of things might inspire you to take a leap.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, they call that leap of faith.
Mm-hmm.
I like you so far, and nothing's promised to you in this world. Let's do it.
Right.
I could never in a million years, and I'm sure something's broken in me, but the idea that anyone can do that is disturbing. And also, if I were the guy who's like number two, I'd be like, you know what? Go with number one. I don't even want to. I'm number two. Do I have to talk you into this?
Yeah. Well, they don't know what number they are.
But I still don't want to talk someone into it.
I'm with you. I do think, though, if you're going to go on The Bachelor, you sort of know that's the deal. You know that no one's holding a gun to your head after the show to stay together. I mean, clearly, 99% of these couples break up. So just, you know, do what it takes to make a good TV show, I guess. So initially they were saying there's no way we could have this Peter Krause guy because he won't propose. And then they decided, well, we can't find anybody else, so let's try and get the Peter Krause guy. And he's like, "That is stoned. I don't know. I don't want to." And he was making all these demands. And they're like, "Oh my God." So now the rumor is that they're looking for a celebrity. I guess in the past, didn't they do Chris O'Donnell's brother?
No, not Chris O'Donnell. Who? Wasn't it the quarterback from the Packers, Aaron Rodgers' brother?
No, but
he wasn't a solo dude.
They say, let me see.
Chris O'Donnell's brother?
Yeah, Charlie O'Donnell.
I don't even watch the show. What am I saying?
But they're anyway, they're talking about how they want to have, Charlie O'Donnell, Jesse Palmer.
Oh, I remember Jesse Palmer, right.
Okay, that guy's a celebrity, but did he marry anybody?
Mm-mm, I don't think so.
Doesn't he have a show on E! With his wife?
Jesse Palmer?
Yeah.
Did he get the wife on The Bachelor? Is that where he bought her?
I don't know, but Jesse Palmer was—he's a college football star, and I think he played a little bit in the NFL, but not.
No, that's someone else.
So he was legitimately known enough that you could call him a celebrity based on like the Dancing with the Stars celebrity level.
I think he's a broadcaster or something for ESPN.
Well, anyway, who knows what they're going to wind up doing? I'm sure John's very concerned about it. All right, what's coming up in the news, Vin?
We'll update you a little bit on what the upcoming NFL season, and also a guy sits on a glass.
Oh.
And, you know, trouble.
Yeah, that doesn't
trouble.
Go well.
Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the program is brought to you by upsjobs.com. Naturally, just as we do the story about the chaos over on the Bachelor set, they have announced the new Bachelor. They announced this morning on Good Morning America?
Yeah, that's what we were watching.
Ari Luyendek. He's a race car driver who was, I think, the runner-up on the Emily Maynard season, like season 8 of The Bachelorette, like 5 or 6 years ago. And he's a good-looking dude. He's a race car driver. He's very suave.
I'm wondering what kind of... His last name is kind of weird. Can you spell it?
Luyendek. Luyendek. Luyendek.
I wanted to see what kind of race car Luyendek. Driver he was.
Our texters were sending in tons of stuff. I guess while we were doing the story, they had already gotten the story from others. He looks handsome enough.
Yeah, he's fine.
I'm seeing in the pictures here. I mean, that guy, right?
That's the guy? Dude.
Yeah. He's handsome enough.
Yeah, he's all right. And he was, I want to say Emily had been either married to or engaged to a race car driver who died.
Oh, right.
And that was like part of her sad story because she has the kid from that guy.
Uh-huh.
And so this race car driver, I think that she was a little scared of him and, you know, oh no, another race car driver.
Yeah, that's a bummer. That would shy me away or make me go no.
So this guy is now going to be doing The Bachelor. So there you go.
You into it? You want to follow his story?
Sure.
Okay.
I'll watch it. I always do. The Bachelor is always better than The Bachelorette because the Bachelorettes that are on The Bachelor go bananas. Mm-hmm. And man, they feed them drinks. I mean, I don't know if that'll change after the whole Corinne incident.
You'd think.
It won't change.
You'd think.
Well, they still have a TV show to do.
Yeah, but there's lawyers involved in this stuff now. All of a sudden, they're like, you're doing what?
Well,
you can't do that.
They just lengthen the how many paragraphs are in the contract, I guess. UPS Freight is seeking city drivers in San Leandro. City drivers receive $24 an hour and must have a CDLA. Apply at upsjobs.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by OaklandSpotlight.com, a new feature from Visit Oakland highlighting a new neighborhood each month. For September, check out Oakland Hills.
All right. I will.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah. It's nice over there.
All right. We'll begin with Hurricane Irma. It's bad. It's bad, and you'll see pictures just like the ones you saw from Houston. Mm. That's not me trying to discount the pain they're going through. It's just that bad. It's right. flooding everywhere. And the story I have right here in front of me is they already have at least 10 dead.
And hundreds of thousands of people without power.
In Puerto Rico, they have 900,000 people without power, they say, and nearly 50,000 without water. So that's going to be a big problem. And the damage in Barbuda, they say 1,400 people are homeless, and every building there has some damage from the storm.
Jeez.
Every single one. So, you know, the list is long. I'll just leave it at that for now. Irma's bad. Oh, also, real quick before I move on from that, Florida Highway Patrol say troopers are monitoring the high volume of traffic heading north, which your parents are in,
they're
right?
They're in it right now.
On Florida's turnpike as people evacuate South Florida. So they're really dealing with everyone running for it. They also say here, according to FEMA, that in the last 5 years, flood insurance in Florida, the specific area we're talking about, has dropped 15% as people get comfortable and say, we don't need to. We don't.
Oh. It not dropped in price. People have dropped 15%
dropped
less.
It. Stopped
people,
paying their premiums. Don't have it.
Yikes.
Well, that's how that goes, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, I'm not excusing it. I wonder what the percentage of people in California is that have earthquake insurance. I bet it's low.
If it's not required by your lender.
I bet it's really, really low.
Yeah.
Because it's
really expensive. I carry earthquake, and I've often thought to myself, I wonder if there's some way to get this number down. And so you take the highest, you know, deductible.
Well, I asked about it and truly was just what?
Yeah, it's crazy expensive.
You have got to be kidding me. That's for 10 years? No, that's yearly.
Mm-hmm.
Who can afford that? So anyway, I can see where they're at, and unfortunately they may have trouble coming as Irma continues to make its way into Florida. The NFL kicks off tonight, everyone, in Sarah's old hometown, as she's now, you know, the mayor of Mill Valley.
Yes. I'm the new mayor.
But certain places people do hold on to their roots. Boston's one of them. Chicago's another one. Just doesn't matter how long they're gone. They're like, yeah, the Bears.
The Bears.
Okay. Whatever you say, man. Kansas City at New England, 5:30 kickoff.
Everybody be there for that.
Also this Sunday, the Raiders' first game is in Tennessee at 10 a.m., and Carolina will be in town to take on our 49ers on Sunday, and that's a 1:30 game time. I wanted to mention this story real quick as the Colin Kaepernick story has been... Do you have this?
No, go ahead. Okay. I'm dying to hear what the latest is.
Well, it's extremely controversial. As you know, he was a 49er. He played on our team when we went to the Super Bowl most recently. And then as he started to protest...
Take a knee during the anthem.
Things have gotten difficult for him as he's tried to find a new team to play for. Well, recently, it looks like, and I saw this story on ESPN yesterday, and I just pulled it out of the paper this morning, and I was really surprised by it. So apparently, the Baltimore Ravens took a good long look at Colin Kaepernick. They were like, we need a good backup.
And he's a good back. He'd be a great backup.
Better than some of the starters in the league.
Yep.
He really is. I mean, that's obviously debatable, but still, he was someone.
Well, he's good. He's very, very good.
He's someone they took a good long look at. Well, Colin Kaepernick has a girlfriend. Her name is Nessa Diab. Diab?
I think it's just.
Is she a radio person?
Supposedly she's a model. She does some TV hosting type stuff. She's out of LA.
Okay. Well, apparently she's involved. She's been with him a while now, and
couple years.
Clearly involved in this process he's going through and part of his protest. Mm-hmm. I guess the deal is they were planning to sign him. The Ravens were. And Ray Lewis came out and said the reason he didn't get signed by the Ravens is because of what his girlfriend tweeted. His girlfriend tweeted something while they were in the process of looking at this guy and hiring him.
Not again, Twitter!
She put out a picture of Ray Lewis hugging the owner of the Ravens from behind. It's a picture of Ray Lewis. He's the most famous Baltimore Raven of all time. Yeah. And there he is hugging his owner.
Mm-hmm.
Under that picture is a picture of Leo DiCaprio as the bad slave owner in, what was that movie
Django
called?
Unchained.
Django Unchained. And the house slave hugging his master. Hugging Leo DiCaprio.
Oh,
the
my
two pictures
God.
Are one on top of another, as in
Ray Lewis is this guy's slave.
Right.
Wow.
Ray Lewis said, and he said this everywhere, that they didn't sign him because of what his girlfriend posted, a tweet mocking Lewis and Ravens owner Steve Biscotti. So that's the latest on the story. Some people are saying,
wow,
it can't be that. And others are saying, yeah, that's that. Mm. That's absolutely that. Ray Lewis is the most famous Raven. You cannot make fun of him. Not before you've even put on the, like.
And the Ravens know that, you know, any team knows whoever signs Kaepernick is going to get a lot of heat.
Already, right.
Yeah, already. So you want this to be as seamless as possible.
And not have the girlfriend
post a picture
posting
that.
Racial jokes.
Yeah.
Hilarious,
that,
lady.
That story that Vinny just reported was
everywhere.
Well, I
hope she's prepared to support him for the rest
of
his life.
That's how I
saw it yesterday when we were at the secret show.
Well, when
you did?
Yeah.
When you see the pictures on top of one another, and if you've seen Django Unchained.
That one's that's a rough movie.
It's a rough
one. Good one.
And it's especially rough because, you know, that scene that DiCaprio is getting hugged by is, those are the slaves that he uses to, you know, fight for his pleasure. Like, mm-hmm. It's a horrible moment in the film. And then to compare those two things,
she's awful. He needs to break up with her. And if they don't break up, she needs to be prepared to support him for the rest of his life because she has just ruined his chances of getting
she
picked
did.
Up.
Absolutely.
Twitter has struck again.
And Ray Lewis is right. He lost it because of her tweet.
Which
Twitter.
Is...
Thanks, Twitter. Thanks for everything. It's unreal.
Again.
That is.
Do you think Colin is just like, oh my God, I hate you so much right now?
I don't know. You never know how people are. Sometimes, you know, they lay there together in the quiet hours of the night talking about their hopes and dreams, and you never know what people talk about. Maybe he's all in with her.
Maybe.
And whatever she says, he's like, absolutely. Or he's like, dude, I'm famous. You can't do that. I'm famous and I'm trying to get a new contract and there's only 32 teams. There's not a lot of options for me. I can't throw footballs anywhere else
right. But
the NFL. There's not another, Canada.
Did you see it?
Oh, there's the picture of it.
See it.
We're talking about Colin Kaepernick as he's trying to find a new team to play for. And many people have no sympathy for him to begin with. They don't like his protest from go. They don't believe he has a right to do that protest and that it's, you know, they don't want him on their team to begin with. Yeah, I saw it.
Oh, damn. That is ill-advised if your boyfriend's trying to get
another thing I recently read is that the anthem didn't play at the games, every game, until fairly recently.
Yeah.
It's a fairly recent addition.
It was
and some are
like,
saying, just get rid of the anthem. It doesn't need to be there. It's not part of a football.
I know
you like it, but it's got nothing to do with a football
game.
It's
true. I think the history of it was that some baseball team randomly played it, and everyone loved it, and they said they were going to play it again the next one, and the attendance doubled. because everyone wanted to see the anthem or something.
And have that moment.
And so basically it was a marketing tool. So they started playing it before every game just, you know, to get people in there. Like, I don't know. I guess people didn't have record players at the time. I don't know.
Well, once that becomes the ritual, right. How do you stop it?
Right.
How so un-American of you ritual. To turn that off? Come on.
Right. Yeah, I don't see it going away anytime soon, so. You know, but I've always felt that that guy has the right to take a knee during it. I mean, if he's feeling like America's not giving him what he needs, it might feel sacrilegious to him to stay. That's the thing. It's not violent. He wasn't yelling anything from the rooftops. And agree or disagree, I believe he's got the right to do that.
Oh, I believe he does too. You know that I do. But I also think that people who pay their money for their team, these teams are part of the community. And people are very patriotic, and they feel like, we don't want you to do that.
Right.
You're wearing our colors, and we want you to stand. And that's their right, too.
Sure. I absolutely.
And I've told you, I've been at dinner with different people as you're talking about this, because I love sports. I'll talk about sports all day. And you hear someone go, that guy, I hate that guy. And I'm, whoa.
But that is their right as well.
That seems a little hostile. I mean, He's not coming to your house and taking a knee, but it is. It's their team.
Yep.
They followed that team for 30, this many years.
Nessa, someone had texted in, so I had to look it up. She used to be a DJ.
That's what I thought.
At Wild.
Oh, really?
Oh,
right
I didn't
here?
Know she was here.
Yeah.
Oh,
I
funny.
Wonder if she worked for Michael.
Oh. I don't know how long ago, but we're in 17, maybe 4 years ago.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
Michael was running that show over there when that was huge in the mid-late 90s.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Our Michael, the one that's here now.
Our boss.
Yeah.
Right.
We're doing our thing. I'm running out of time. I wanted to do this other story.
Do one more. Go ahead.
Okay.
Do it.
Okay. I don't want to rush through this, though.
Well, you've got over 2 minutes.
All right. Every now and then you hear a story about someone who had turned up in the ER who'd accidentally sat on something.
Yes, accidentally.
They couldn't possibly have.
They just slipped and fell. And it just was one of those wild things that this wound up
back
up there.
Fall.
Yeah.
A married guy in his early 30s recently showed up at a hospital near Hong Kong after he got a drinking glass.
Well, people fall in bars all the time, Vinny. That is, that's.
That way with no pants on?
Maybe.
You
know,
fall
it was
forward.
In the bathroom.
Fall they forward with your hands in front of you, right?
Maybe he slipped and it just
banana. It's a banana peel.
Yeah.
Okay.
They say it looks like a lowball glass, like what you'd serve an old fashioned in. But they say they'll also hear that it's about 3 inches in diameter, which that's a shot glass.
You know, that's like a lowball. Like it's a 3 inches tall, 3 inches wide. It's just a you know, like a rocks glass.
Yeah. So all right, so.
Yeah,
do you want me to bring in a picture?
Like that.
No, it's okay. All right, so diameter is across, not around.
Right.
Radius is around.
Circumference is around. Radius is the center to the edge.
Oh, circumference is the whole?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. 3 inches across.
Okay.
3 inches tall. He had it there for 2 days before.
Did he not realize, or he just was hopefully
knew.
I can pass this?
Well, yeah, I mean, he did not want to.
It's embarrassing. No. I would hope that I could resolve that. I'd be trying butter and DW40.
Do you think
WD40, whatever it is.
Do you think doctors from different hospitals ever just kind of get together and talk about?
Oh, the conferences. That's what medical conferences are for, to talk about all the weird crap
you are not going to believe what came into the emergency.
Look,
last
I brought
night.
Pictures.
They asked him exactly what he tripped on or how it was he fell onto the glass, but he would not tell.
Oh.
Why?
He didn't
have
because he didn't fall onto
You're already
it.
There. I mean, he might as well. What's the... You're not
he
hiding
was, his story was he fell onto it.
They're
and
looking
it,
at your taint. I mean, just...
He actually wouldn't tell them how it got there.
Yeah.
No.
You don't need to know. Just get it out. That's
Doctors
what you need to do.
Initially tried to get it the way... get it out the way it went. The way he got it there, but it was too slippery, and because it was made of glass, they worried that it would break.
Shatter,
yeah,
sure.
So what'd they do?
They had to go through his abdomen instead.
Oh, Jesus.
They say there's a photo of the glass online if you want to look it up. After they removed it, there's a chip, which they think may
be still in him.
He was admitted.
Oh, no.
It looks like he's recovered from surgery, so he's going to be okay.
Except for that chip.
So that's... I was trying to think, like, man, that is way too wide.
I know. That's so, like, a shot glass almost would make more sense. Well, that's why. A shot glass going an inch across
I'm
or
truly,
whatever it is.
Oh, God, there it is.
This is the actual glass?
No, that's the x-ray.
Oh, my God. That's horrible.
There's so many other things you can use.
It's taking up his whole abdomen.
It truly doesn't seem possible that...
It doesn't seem possible without some serious injury heading in. Mm-hmm. Like, that's...
Ouch.
That's too wide for your crack. Too wide for...
Oh, that's it after. Geez. It's online, everyone. This is a true story. Oh, there it is. Straight across. Wow. Right.
Well, on that note, we've got a
new... The glass is slightly tinted, if you notice.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Have they just not washed it?
Oh, there is a big chip out of there.
Oh, God, let me see the chip. Let's see it. Oh, boy, that's a good-sized chip.
Yeah, that's not.
That's an inch-wide chip. I like that they blur out the surgery site or whatever it is. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. A new song from Kelly Clarkson right after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.